Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Romans 1:16.
Roma 1:16.
I want to talk about tonight about you.
Ma tahan
God
täna,
needs you.
Ma tahan täna rääkida sinust, et kuidas Jumal vajab you. Sind.
He needs you to rise up in faith.
Ta tahab, et sa tõuseksid üles usus.
Full of the Holy Spirit.
Täis püha vaimu.
Full of the power of God.
Täis Jumala väge.
Being hungry for God.
Janune või näljane Jumala
järgi. Want more of God.
Tahtmas rohkem Jumalat.
And want more of God.
Ja tahtmas rohkem Jumalat.
Screaming tongues and pray in tongues.
Palvetades ja karjudes keeltes.
Say amen.
Ja ütle amen.
We need to keep not fall asleep.
Ja me ei tohi jääda magama.
Wherever we go, it's like there's a sleepness over the church.
Kui iganes me lähme, siis seal on nagu üks uni koguduste peal.
We are called to be on fire.
Aga meid on kutsutud siis olema põlemas pühas vaimus.
And be wild.
Ja olema metsikud.
Miracles, signs and wonders,
imed, tunnustähed, üleloomulikus.
Now a lot of the church is becoming entertainment.
Tänapäeval kogudus on nagu meelelahutusliku.
Instead of the power of God.
Mitte Jumala väekoht.
We want to see that wheelchairs empty.
Me tahame näha, et ratastoolid saavad tühjaks.
And I'm so happy yesterday that he got
ja mul on life in his dead legs. Sai, elu oma jalgadesse.
This is what it's about.
See on see, millest siin jutt tuleb.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
Many years ago I used to preach in Russia, right?
Mitmed aastat tagasi ma rääkisin Venemaal.
And I was brought in to the revival that was there.
Mind kutsuti toodi siis sinna ühele ärkamisele.
And
seal oli.
And it was very good for me.
Ja see oli minu jaoks väga hea.
Now I'm very rough.
Ja mina olen siuke väga karm.
I like to fight.
Mulle meeldib võidelda,
I kakelda. Love to fight.
Mulle meeldib võidelda.
I really like to fight.
Mulle meeldib täiega võidelda.
And it's a very good attitude to have.
Ja see on üks väga hea omadus, mida
omada. Because we have to fight the good fight of faith.
Sest me peame head usuvõitlust võitlema.
Right? So there's always a confrontation against the gospel.
Alati on üks vastuhakk evangeeliumi vastu.
Religion wants to kill the revival.
Religioon tahab ärkamist hävitada.
With passivity and death.
Passiivsuse ja surmaga.
And you say, well, I don't have religion.
Sa võid ütleda, et mul ei ole religiooni.
It makes you fall asleep.
Kui see paneb sind magama.
Now is winter. Now is winter.
Nüüd on talv, jah.
La, 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 la. Hallelujah. Don't wake me up.
Ärga mind ära.
Don't put on the light. We
ära valgus pane.
Oh, I fall asleep till the summer.
Ma jään magama.
That is the devil, right?
See on saatanast.
God has called us to be free.
Jumal on kutsunud meid olema vabad.
So I was sent into the mission field.
Siis mind saadeti missioni väljale.
And they said, here's a ticket.
Siis nad ütlesid, siin on siis see pilet.
Go.
Mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Pray in tongues.
Palveta keeltes.
Okay, I pray in tongues.
Okay, ma siis palvetan keeltes.
Somebody will pick you up.
Keegi tuleb, võtab su siis ülesse.
Have revival.
Ja mine lisa temaga ja tee särkamine siin.
And we had revival.
Ja meil ongi ärkamises.
I think over 1,000 churches were started in 10 years.
Üle 1,000 koguduse alustati 10 aastaga.
So when we went,
siis me läksime.
We were screaming in tongues.
Me karjusime keeltes.
Say screaming in tongues.
Ütle karjusime keeltes.
Screaming in tongues.
Ütle keeltes karjumine.
Praying in tongues.
Keeltes Why? Palvetamine. Miks?
Because then we pray in the spirit.
Sest siis me palvetame vaimu.
And we edify ourselves.
Ja me kasvatame ennast.
We need to pray the prayer language of Jesus Christ.
Me peame Jeesuse Kristuse palve keelt rääkima.
Because we don't know what to pray.
Sest me ei tea, mida rääkida.
So we confess the word of God.
Siis me tunnistame Jumala sõna.
And we pray in tongues.
Ja me palvetame keeltes.
And we pray correctly.
Siis me palvetame õigesti.
So I came in.
Nüüd ma tulen siis sisse.
God started to move.
Jumal hakkab liikuma.
Miracles, signs and wonders.
Imed, tunnustähed.
And then I come to Denmark.
Ja siis ma tulen Taani.
I'm preaching very strong.
Ma kuulutan väga jõuliselt.
And everybody's sitting with this.
Ja kõik vaatavad niimoodi.
No brain, no pain.
Ei ole mõistust, ei ole valu.
There's nothing in the head.
Midagi pole ajus.
And I thought, what is the matter?
Siis ma mõtlesin, mis viga on?
I come from Russia.
Ma tulen Venemaalt.
Everybody's excited.
Kõik on elevil.
The deaf are hearing.
kurdid kuulevad.
People are getting healed.
Inimesed saavad terved.
People are getting baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Inimesed ristitakse püha vaimu.
And then I come to Denmark.
Ja siis ma tulen Taani.
And all the intellectual freaks sits like this.
Kõik see intellektuaalne inimesed vaatavad niimoodi.
They're like this. We are the center of the world. We know everything.
Nad mõtlevad nii, et meie oleme maailma siis see keskpunkt ja me teame kõike.
So we sit there and analyze everything.
Nad istuvad ja analüüsivad.
I thought.
Ma mõtlesin.
I'm not gonna bow for the devil.
Et ma ei kummarda saata.
I will not bow for the devil.
Ma ei kummarda saata
ees. I'm gonna drive him out.
Ma viin nad välja.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
Now we are Scandinavia, right?
Me oleme Skandinaavias.
You used to belong to us, but anyway.
Sa te võibolla te olite meie osa, aga
we have the same problems.
Meil on samad probleemid.
And we allow this oppression to steal the revival.
Me ei tohi lasta sellel surutisel siis varastada ära ärkamist ja.
We think we are quiet.
Me võime mõelda, et me oleme kohustatud.
We are analyze everything with our brain.
Me võime analüüsida kõik oma mõistusega.
I am an Estonian.
Ma olen eestlane.
I am a Dane.
Ma olen daanlane.
Okay, I'm a mixed. I'm also a little Jewish. That's maybe why I'm wild, but
But okay, you know,
the Danes, they have this, the Danes, they have this, the Danes have this,
aga taanlastel on
heaviness,
see raskus,
depression,
see depressioon,
oppression,
see surutis nende peal.
And they think it's normal.
Ja nad mõtlevad, et see on normaalne.
It's not normal.
Aga see ei ole normaalne.
It's the devil.
See on saatana.
It's the devil trying to steal everything the Lord has for you.
See on, et saatan tahab varastada kõike seda, mis isandal on sinu jaoks.
You have to break that prison of unbelief.
Ja sa pead murdma selle usu uskmatuse.
It's a prison.
See on vangla.
So I started preaching in Denmark.
Nüüd ma hakkasin siis kuulutama seal Taanis.
And so what will you do when the pressure is there?
Ja mis sa siis teed, kui see surutis seal siis on?
You pray.
Sa palvetad.
Say pray.
Ütle palvetad.
I walked out. I had my prayer walk every day.
Ma käisin siis jalutamas, palvetamas.
So I'm walking by the beach.
Jalutan rannas.
Kurakatarabadadabarabada. Yerakataramandududurushudu. Rapakaramandududurujara. And I didn't care if people were listening to me, so I was just praying.
Mindu juvitsin.
Shiramamamburubaramandududuramanda. Yerapakada. So I walked like this for hours.
Ma lihtsalt jalutasin niimoodi tunde.
People think you're crazy.
Inimesed mõtlevad, sa oled hull.
No, you're not crazy. You're crying out for revival.
Sa ei ole hull. Sa karjud välja ju seda.
That's a cry of the heart.
See on südame karje.
That draw heaven down.
Mis toob taeva siia alla maa peale.
So I, one day I walk.
Ühel päeval ma siis jalutan.
I see an occult shop.
Ma näen ühte siis okkuldi poodi.
And I'm right in the center of the city.
Ja mina olen siis keset linna.
I look at this and I'm there's people around me.
Ja inimesed on ümber.
So I look, I point my finger at the shop.
Siis ma näitan oma näpuga siis selle poe poole.
People are thinking their thought, right?
Inimesed mõtlevad oma mõtteid siis.
And I said, I command that shop to become nothing.
Ja ma käsin sellel poel, et sellest ei saaks midagi alles ei jääks.
I command the witches to come to the meeting.
Ma käsin, et need nõjad tuleksid
in Jesus name.
Koosolekule Jeesu nimel.
And people are watching.
Ja inimesed vaatavad.
And I walk down to the beach and scream in tongues.
Ja ma lähen siis jalutan rannas ja karjun keeltes.
In the evening.
Õhtul.
Because there was so much pressure, right? There was so much pressure.
Kuna on nii palju siis seda survet seal.
But in the evening.
Aga õhtul.
It was a very little church.
See oli väga väike kogudus.
There I think there was 8 members.
Seal oli vist 8 liiget.
6 witches came to the church.
6 nõida tulid kogudusse.
And the church people got afraid.
Ja need koguduse inimesed need hakkasid kartma selle peale.
And I said, can you feel the devil?
Ja siis ütlesid, kas sa tunned saatanat?
Yes, I can feel it.
Jaa, ma tunnen.
Yeah! That's just what I want to feel.
See on see, mida ma tahan tunda.
I'm ready for the fight, because I know my enemy is defeated.
Ma olen võitluseks valmis.
So, the worship team was quite nervous. They were sweating.
See ülistustiim oli päris närvis, nad higistasid seal.
I said, give me the microphone.
Ja ütlesid, anna mulle mikrofon.
And so I start to preach.
Ma hakkasin jutlustama.
three witches in the front.
Kolm nõida otse ees pingis.
And I look at them.
Siis ma vaatan neile otsa.
The devil is defeated.
Saatan on võidetud.
He has no power.
Tal ei ole mingit
He's
väga.
Nothing.
Ta ei ole mitte keegi.
They got so mad at me.
No see on nii vihaseks mu peale.
They stood up and spit at me.
Siis nad tõusid püsti ja sülitasid.
And they walked out of the church.
Ja lihtsalt läksid kogudusest välja.
But three was left.
Aga kolm jäid alles.
They got saved.
Nad said päästetud.
Two of them saw Jesus in the night.
Kaks nendest nägid Jeesust selle löösel.
And one of them had was the shop owner.
Ja üks oli neis siis see poe omanik.
And the shop disappeared.
Ja see pood kadus.
We can pray to God.
Me võime palvetada Jumal.
God answer our prayer.
Jumal vastab.
We want revival in Estonia.
Me tahame ärkamist Eesti.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
Do you want dead meetings? No.
Kas sa tahad surnuid koosolekuid?
You want alive meetings.
Ei, sa tahad elavaid
koosolekuid. Rivers of God.
Jumala jõgesid.
Right? We don't want to fall asleep till Jesus come again.
Me ei taha jääda magama siin, kui Jeesus uuesti tuleb.
We want to be so full of fire.
Me tahame olla täis nii tuld.
That we are in heaven while we are on earth.
Et me oleme nagu taevas, kuigi me oleme maa peal.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
So then what happened?
Mis siis juhtus?
We just keep pressing through.
Me lihtsalt surusime edasi.
So we took big advertisement in the newspaper.
Me võtsime suure siis reklaampinna ajalehes.
Of miracles and signs and wonders and pictures.
Ja tunnustähed ja siis pildid olid seal.
And what happened?
Ja mis juhtus?
People came.
Inimesed tulid.
The church went from 8 to 100 people.
See kogudus läks siis 800 inimesest sajani.
In one year.
Ühe aastaga. Ütle amen.
Now I'm saying it because this is the same atmosphere here, right?
Ma räägin seda, sest see sama juhtub ka siin.
But we kept pressing through.
Et aga meie siis surusime edasi.
One Baptist pastor was hearing me praying strong in tongues.
Üks baptisti pastor kuulis mind siis tugevalt keeltes palvetama.
And he came to correct me.
Ja ta tuli mind korrigeerima.
He said, no, this is the devil.
Et ei, see on saatanast.
And I said, do you think I care what you say? I don't care.
Kas arvad, et ma mind huvita, mis sa ütled? Mind ei huvita see.
I said, I follow the Lord.
Ma ütlesin, et ma järgnen.
I am not ashamed of Jesus.
Ma järgnen Issandat ja ma ei ole Jeesuse,
right.
Ma ei pelga Jeesust.
Now listen.
Nii.
You think I had a friend, he was a Finnish guy.
Mul oli üks Soome rahvusest sõber.
And we were casting out devils.
Ja me ajasime kurjuse vaime välja.
And he was praying nice.
Ja ta palvetas niimoodi ilusti, rahulikult.
And I looked at him.
Ja ma vaatasin tal otsa.
What's wrong with you?
You're a
big
man.
He was big like Peter.
Sa oled suur mees, sa oled sama suur kui Peeter.
Finnish are tough people, right?
Soomlased on karmid inimesed.
Especially when they get vodka. Then
Eriti,
they get
kui nad seda viina joovad.
Very free.
Siis nad on väga vabad.
But you also have to be free without vodka.
Aga sa pead olema ka vaba ilma viinata.
We have a new wine, the Holy Spirit, which is stronger.
Meil on uus vein, püha vaim, mis on tugevam.
But he said, I cannot, I'm bound.
Aga ütleb, et ma ei saa, ma olen nagu kinni.
I said, I'm gonna teach you.
Ma õpetan siin.
So say, you're gonna do what I say.
Sa tee seda, mis ma ütlen sulle.
And I made him scream.
Ja siis ma panin ta karjuma.
And he didn't want to scream.
Ja ta ei tahtnud karjuda.
But he was my partner. I had to work with him.
Ta oli mu partner, ma pidin temaga
töötama. I said, no quiet prayers.
Ei mingid
vaikseid palveid. I don't want any pride prayers.
Ma ei taha mingid vaikseid palveid.
Rise up and fight.
Tõuse üles ja võitle.
And he didn't want it. Was like an old lada.
Ta oli nagu vana lada lihtsalt.
You have to become like a Ferrari.
Sa pead olema nagu Ferrari.
Strong.
Tugev.
After 3 or 4 days.
Pärast 3-4 päeva.
He was delivered from this Finnish oppression.
Ta oli vabastatud sellest Soome siis surutisest.
And the river God could flow through him.
Ja Jumala jõgi võis temast läbi voolata.
There is a river.
Seal on jõgi.
In your heart.
Sinu südames.
You have to release it.
Sa pead selle vabastama.
The Spirit of the Lord abides in you.
Jumala vaim elab sinus.
And you have to release it. It's not the head.
Ja sa pead selle vabastama, see ei ole pea.
It's from the heart.
See on südamest.
The life of God flows from your heart, not the head.
Jumala valgus tuleb sinu südamest, mitte sinu peast.
Right? You don't worship God with your head, right?
Sa ei ülista Jumalat oma mõistusega.
You close your eyes and you worship God with your heart.
Sa paned südame kinni, sa paned silmad kinni ja ülistad teda oma südame.
It has nothing to do with the head.
Ei ole midagi pistmist siin peaga.
It has everything to do with the heart.
Kõik on ainult südamega seotud.
This is where faith comes from.
See on see, kust usk tuleb.
Okay, so I'm going to speak today about you.
Ma räägin täna siis sinust.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
Yeah, but I like to be quiet.
Ja, aga mulle meeldib vaikne olla.
I hate it.
Ma vihkan seda.
I hate it more than anything.
Ma vihkan seda rohkem kui midagi
muud.
Because
I have seen how it kill churches.
Sest ma olen näinud, kuidas see tapab kogudusi.
Kill nice Christians.
Tapab kenasi kristlased.
They just become nice little Christians.
Sest nad lihtsalt on need kenad väiksed kristlased, kes on elavad surnud.
That's not you.
Aga see ei ole sina.
Say that's not me.
Ütle, see ei ole mina.
Amen. Amen. See the old ones, they know. Let's go to the Romans 1:16.
Lähme Rooma.
Hallelujah!
16.
Now, so, it's always, when you get up in the morning,
kui sa hommikul üles ärkad,
it's very important how you get up.
Siis on väga oluline, kuidas see ärkamine toimub.
I wake up.
Siis ma ärkan.
I don't think, oh, fantastic, now I'm gonna pray.
Siis ma ei mõtle nii, et oh, jee, lahe, nüüd ma hakkan
Now palkama. I'm gonna read the Bible.
Nüüd ma hakkan Biiblit lugema.
I don't feel like that.
Ma ei tunne ennast nii hommikul.
My flesh is dominating me when I get up, right?
Mu liha on mind domineerimas sellel ajal, kui ma üles ärkan.
Oh, I'm tired.
Oh, ma olen väsinud.
Let me sleep 1 hour more.
Las ma magan veel ühe tundi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then I get up.
Ja siis ma tõusen.
Say, now it's time to pray.
Nüüd on aeg palvetada.
Then I pray.
Ja siis ma palvetan.
Confess the word for a couple hours, then I feel better.
Tunnistan suuga, siis mõni tund seda sõna, mis Biiblis on kirjas, ja siis ma tunnen paremini.
Then you can pray in the spirit so the river flows.
Ja siis ma saan palvetada keeltes ja kuidas see jõgi liigub siis.
That you're free.
Saad vaba.
Then we have revival.
Siis meil on ärkamine.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
If we would do that, the whole church, we would live in an ocean of revival.
Kui me teeksime terve kogudusega seda, siis me elaksime vabaduse ookeanis.
Revival comes from the whole body.
Ärkamise ookean tuleb siis kogu kehast.
Not from the preacher.
Mitte ainult jutlustajast.
But from you.
Vaid sinust.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
No, it's the preacher's fault.
Ei, see on jutlustaja süü.
No, it's your fault.
Ei, see on sinu süü.
It's my fault and it's your fault.
See on minu süü ja see on sinu süü.
If you have a problem, look yourself in the mirror, you
Kui
can see the problem.
Probleem, siis vaata ennast peeglisse ja sa näed seda probleemi.
Then God says, wake up, become like me.
Jumal ütleb, et ärka üles ja saa nagu mina olen.
Now let's go in Romans 1:16.
Lähme Rooma 1:16.
I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Sest ma ei häbene evangeeliumi.
It's the power of God to salvation.
See on ju Jumala vägi päästeks.
For everyone who believes.
Iga ühele, kes usub.
For the Jew first and also for the Greek.
Juudile esmalt ja siis kreeklasele.
For in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Sest Jumala õigus on ilmunud evangeeliumis usust usku, nii nagu on kirjutatud, aga õige jääb usust elama.
Now if I'm gonna walk with the Lord, I must constantly be rooted in righteousness.
Kui ma tahan käia Jumalaga, siis ma pean olema õigusesse rajatud.
I have to know.
Ma pean teadma.
That I'm the righteousness of God.
Et mina olen Jumala õigus.
Why?
Miks?
Because when you know.
Sest kui sa tead.
Who you are.
Kes sa oled.
Your life is under open heaven.
Siis su taevas, ei siis su elu on avatud taeva. All, nagu,
It's under the blessings of God.
See on, sa oled Jumala õnnistustele avatud.
It's under the river of God.
Sa oled Jumala jõele avatud.
When you understand,
kui sa aru saad,
that who you are,
kes sa oled,
you will also understand God looks at you,
siis sa saad ka aru, et Jumal vaatab sinu
and
peale.
And he will say, you are my favorite child.
Ja ta ütleb sulle, sina oled minu lemmik.
There is nothing wrong with you.
Ei ole mitte mingit viga sinus.
That's the purpose of understanding righteousness.
See on siis selle õiguse ja õigluse arusaamise põhjus.
Now let's go to the book of Hebrews.
Lähme Heebrea kirja.
Okay, so let's say yeah, I can see. I want to find this. Find it, I can't find it. Because I let all my papers in the other Bible, so
Tan, seda leida, siit otsin.
But okay, I'll go to Hebrews 10.
Ma lähen Hebrea 10.
But it says the deep things of God is understanding the righteousness of God.
See ütleb, et Jumala sügav asi Jumalas on see, et mõista Jumala õigust.
Now, why?
Miks?
You have to understand
sa pead,
identification.
Sa pead aru saama
identification
identiteedist ja oma identiteedist.
We do not live in a way where we try to get something through efforts.
Me ei ela niimoodi, et me proovime saada mingis asju siis läbi oma siis tegevuse.
We know who we are.
Me teame, kes me oleme.
We become what we are.
Siis me saame selleks, kes me oleme.
This is the gospel, right?
See on evangeelium.
You know you're righteous.
Kui sa tead oma õigust.
Righteousness manifest.
Siis see õigus siis manifesteerub.
You know you're holy.
Kui sa tead, et sa oled püha.
Holiness manifest.
Siis see pühadus tuleb välja
manifesteerub. You know you're rich.
Kui sa tead, et sa oled rikas.
Money come.
Raha tuleb.
Boom. Let me say it again.
Las ma ütlen uuesti.
Because is there anybody here who wants to be poor? Put up your hand.
Kas keegi on siin, kes tahab vaene olla? Pange käsi üles.
Anybody like to be poor?
Kas keegi tahaks vaene olla?
Oh, the one that likes to be poor. No, no, oh, no, she said no. Nobody wants to be poor.
Kas keegi tahab vaene olla?
Is there anybody who wants to be sick? Put up your hand.
Kas keegi tahab haige olla? Pange käsi üles.
No. Nobody wants to be cursed. No.
Kas keegi tahab neetud olla?
No. We want the blessings of the Lord.
Ei, me tahame neid õnnistusi Jumala.
Therefore we have to understand we already have them.
Seepärast me peame aru saama sellest, et meil tegelikult need on juba olemas.
Faith is that you know you have it.
Usk on see, et sa tead, et sul on need.
Even in Siberia, right?
Isegi Siberis.
If you say anybody who don't want any reindeers, they will say no, I want many reindeers.
Keegi ütle seal seda, et ma ei taha seal palju põhjapõtru, ma tahan ikka palju neid saada.
God is the God of increase.
Jumal on siis kasvu Jumal.
He wants to increase in your life all the time.
Ta tahab kasvu sinu ellu kogu aeg.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
Okay, let's go to Hebrews 10.
Läheme Hebrea 10.
So I have to understand.
Siis ma pean aru saama.
God is blessing me now.
Jumal õnnistab mind nüüd.
He's pouring his blessings upon me.
Ta valab oma õnnistusi minu peale.
Now.
Nüüd.
You go from glory to glory, from faith to faith.
Sa käid usust usku, aust ausse.
Now, the question is,
küsimus on,
what do you believe?
Mida sa usud?
And I can almost think your thoughts, right?
Ma peaaegu nagu suudan su mõtte lugeda.
I don't believe anything.
Ma ei usu midagi.
I live by faith for since 95, right?
95. aastast elan ma usus.
I have to trust God.
Ma pean usaldama Jumalat.
I have no choice.
Mul ei ole mingit valikut.
If I don't trust God, I die.
Kui ma ei usalda Jumalat, siis ma suren.
But you also have to trust God.
Aga sina pead usaldama Jumalat.
You have to trust God for your health.
Sa pead usaldama Jumalat oma tervise eest.
Your blessings.
Oma õnnistuste.
Now, so trust means to let go of your worries.
Et usaldada, see tähendab, et ära anda siis oma mured.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
No worry, be happy.
Ei ole mingisi mures, ei ole rõõmus.
So let's go to Hebrews 10.
Läheme Hebrea 10.
It says here in verse 17.
17. salmis ütleb.
Then Jesus says.
Siis Jeesus ütleb.
Your sins and your lawless deeds I will remember no more.
Ma ei mäleta enam nende patte ega ülekohtu tegusid.
Now where there's your sins and your lawless deeds or your mistakes, I will remember no more, right?
Mina ei mäleta enam ülekohtu teguseid ja patte.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
Are you happy God doesn't remember?
Kas sul on hea meel, et Jumal ei mäleta
neid? I'm very happy.
Ma olen väga rõõmus.
Because I remember, right?
Sest mina ise mäletan.
But God doesn't remember.
Aga Jumal ei mäleta.
God says I don't remember.
Jumal ütleb, et ma ei mäleta.
I don't remember any mistake you ever done in your life.
Neid vigasi, mis sa oled oma elus teinud.
I don't remember your sins.
Ma ei mäleta su patte.
Are you happy?
Kas sul on hea meel
sellega? You're supposed to be real happy, right?
Sul peaks väga hea meel olema.
Because there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
Sest ei ole mingit hukkamõistu neile, kes on Kristuses.
Now where there is remission of these,
aga kus need on andeks antud,
there's no longer offering of sin.
Seal ei ole vaja enam mingit ohvrit pattude eest.
Therefore, brethren, we have boldness to enter into the holies by the blood of Jesus.
Vennad, et meil on siis Jeesuse verevaral julgus sisse minna.
By a new living way which is consecrated to us through the veil which is his flesh.
Julgus minna kõige pühamasse paika, selle tee on ta avanud meile uuena ja elavana vahevaiba.
Having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to with a true heart full of assurance of faith, having a heart sprinkled from evil conscience and a body washed with pure water.
21 on, ja et meil on suur preester Jumala koja üle, siis mingem Jumala ette siira südamega, usu külluses olles südame poolest piserdamisega puhastatud kurjast südametunnistusest ja ihupoolest pestud puhta veega.
Let us hold fast to a confession without hope, for our hope without wavering, for he who's promised is faithful.
Pidagem vankumatult kinni lootuse tunnistusest, sest ustav on, kes seda on teotanud.
Let's go to verse 35.
Läheme salm 35.
Therefore do not cast away your confidence, which has a great reward.
Ärge siis heitke ära oma julgust, mis saab suure palga.
You have a need of endurance, so after you have done the will of God, that you may receive the promise.
Teile vaja kannatlikkust, et te Jumala tahtmist täites saaksite kätte teotuse.
Now, 38. Now the just shall live by faith.
38. Aga minu õige jääb usust elama.
If anyone draws back,
kui ta taganeb,
my soul has no pleasure in him.
Siis ei ole minu hingel temast head meelt.
So we have to live by faith.
Seega me peame usus elama.
Number 11:1.
11:1 on.
Now. Say now.
Nüüd. Ütle nüüd.
Now, right?
Nüüd.
Now faith is.
Usk on.
Faith is always now.
Nüüd usk on, eks siis usk on nüüd.
Faith is now. Faith is now.
Usk on nüüd.
Right? Hope is tomorrow. Faith is now.
Lootus on homme, usk on praegu.
Now I am blessed.
Nüüd ma olen õnnistatud. Praegu ma olen tervendatud. Praegu ma olen tugev.
Now I'm free.
Praegu ma olen vaba.
Now I have revival.
Praegu mul on ärkamine.
Now I can do all things through Christ.
Praegu ma suudan kõiki asju teha läbi Kristuse. Usk on praegu.
Not tomorrow.
Mitte homme.
Normally in churches, help me.
Tavaliselt kogudustes, aita mind.
Tomorrow. Homme. My life get better tomorrow.
Mu elu muutub paremaks homme.
That's the devil, right?
See on saatan.
God says, now!
Jumal ütleb nüüd.
Now you're more than a conqueror.
Praegu sa oled rohkem
kui
võitja.
Now you have faith.
Praegu sul on...
Now you have revival.
Praegu sul on
ärkamine. Now you can do all things.
Praegu sa suudad teha kõike asju läbi Kristuse.
You have to start to speak like this to yourself, right?
Sa pead hakkama nii rääkima ise endale.
You can't live in hope, because it's very dangerous.
Sa ei saa elada lootuses, sest see on väga ohtlik.
When you live in hope, it can destroy you.
Kui sa elad usus, siis, või lootuses, siis see võib sind hävitada.
Now faith is the substance of things hope for.
Usk on loodetavate tõelisus.
Now faith is something things hope for.
Usk on loodetavate tõelisus.
And evidence of things not seen.
Ja nähtamatute asjade tõendus.
So why do you need hope?
Miks me vajame usku?
Hope is what you want, right?
Usk on lootus on see, mis sa tahad.
But actually, you work.
Sa töötad.
You want to make money.
Sa tahad raha teenida.
You hope you make money.
Sa loodad, et sa teenid raha.
But faith says.
Aga usk ütleb.
Money come.
Raha tuleb.
What?
Mis?
Hope says.
Lootus ütleb.
I hope I win on lotto.
Ma loodan, et ma võidan lotto.
No, we don't play lotto.
Oh, hey, me ei mängi lotot.
No, okay, you don't play lotto.
Okay, sa ei mängi lotot.
But faith says.
Aga usk ütleb.
I'm blessed.
Ma olen õnnistatud.
I'm blessed when I go in and I'm blessed when I go out.
Ma olen õnnistatud, kui ma lähen sisse ja kui ma tulen välja.
Faith say things like they are in heaven.
Usk ütleb asju nii, nagu need on taevas.
You live by reality, God's reality.
Sa elad reaalsuses, mis on Jumala reaalsus.
Then it says here.
Siis ütleb siin nii.
Jesus, God says.
Jumal ütleb. Kolmas salm.
By faith we understand.
Usus me mõistame.
The world was framed.
Et maailmad on valmistatud
by the word of God,
Jumala sõna läbi.
And the things which are seen,
nii et nähtamatust,
were made with things which are were not made of things which are visible.
On sündinud nähtavad.
So God speaks.
Eks siis Jumal räägib.
He says, Jesus says,
Jeesus ütleb
to the storm,
kivile,
be still.
Tormile, ole vait.
Then he says to his disciples,
ta ütleb oma jüngritele,
give them food.
Anna neile, andke neile süüa.
We don't have any money.
Meil ei ole raha.
Yeah, what do you have?
Mis teil on siis?
We have fish and bread.
Meil on kala ja leiba.
Give them food.
Anna neile, andke neile süüa.
He blessed the fish and bread.
Ta õnnistab seda leiba ja kala.
Food.
Toit.
What do you have?
mis sul on?
You have plastic cards.
Sul on plastikkaardid.
No, when I heard this with the fish, I took my plastic card, right?
Kui ma kuulsin seda, siis ma võtsin oma plastikkaardid.
And I said,
siis võtlesin,
money come!
Raha tule!
And people think, are you idiot? No, I'm not
Inimesed
an idiot,
mõtlevad,
right?
Inimesed mõtlevad, kas ma olen rumal.
I'm doing exactly
aga,
what Jesus
aga ei, ma teen täpselt seda, mis Jeesus ütles.
And it works.
Ja see töötab.
It really works.
See tegelikult ka töötab.
What do you desire?
Mis on see, mida sina
God
tahad?
God has put desires in your heart. What
mida,
do you want?
Mida sina igatsed?
What do you want?
Mida sina igatsed?
Do you want anything?
Sisse.
What do you want?
Mida sa tahad?
Do you want anything?
Kas sa tahad midagi?
Because you have to have desires in your heart,
right? Peavad olema igatsused sinu südames.
If you don't want anything, nothing is going to happen.
Kui sa ei taha mitte midagi, siis midagi ei juhtu.
You say, I want nothing.
Ma ei taha midagi.
I want a little room.
Ma tahan väikest tuba.
Macaroni and ketchup.
Macaroni ja ketchupit.
I want a half bicycle.
Tahan poolt ratast.
I am very holy.
Ma olen väga püha.
Praise the Lord.
Kiitus Issandale.
I don't want anything.
Ma ei taha midagi.
God looks like, what's wrong?
Jumal, vaata, mis
You're supposed to be like me, right?
Sa peaksid olema nagu mina.
I give you everything.
Ma annan sulle kõik.
And then you say I want nothing.
Ja siis sa ütled, ma ei taha midagi.
So you have to desire.
Ja sa pead igatsema.
What God has promised.
Seda, mis Jumal on
you
lubanud.
Have to have a strong desire.
Sul peab olema tugev igatsus.
Because God answer prayer, right?
Sest Jumal
you have to have a strong desire to become what God tells you
Sul
to become.
Sul peab olema tugev igatsus saamaks siis selleks, mida Jumal tahab, et sa tahad. Jumal tahab, et sa saaksid.
That's what I'm going to talk about today, right?
See on see, millest ma tahan täna rääkida.
Now let's go to Hebrews 12.
Lähme Hebrea 12.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hebrews 12.
Hebrea 12.
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by such a greater cloud of witness,
seepärast ka meie, kelle ümber on nii suur pilv tunnistajaid,
let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, let us run with endurance the race that's set before us.
Pange maha kõik kormav ja pat, mis hõlpsasti takerdab meid ja jookskem püsivusega meile määratud võidujooksu.
So we are visionaries.
Me oleme visionärid.
This church
see kogudus
has a vision.
Sellel on visioon.
I don't know what it is, but
tea,
it has a vision.
Aga sellel on visioon.
And we walk together in the church in the vision.
Ja me käime koos koguduses siis selles visioonis.
We work together.
Me töötame koos.
We don't fight each other.
Me ei võitle üksteisega.
We work together.
Vaid me töötame
we
koos.
We want this city saved.
Me tahame, et see linn saaks päästetud.
Ütle amen. Oh, it's so hard.
Aga see on nii raske.
Yeah, I didn't say it's gonna be easy.
Ma ütlen, et see lihtne saab olema.
But we have the good fight of faith.
Aga meil on hea usu võitlus.
Then we have to get rid of the sin in our lives.
Me peame saama ka patust oma elus
I mean,
lahti.
Jesus took away the sin, right?
Jeesus võttis ära patu.
But you must get rid of unbelief.
Ja see peab ka uskmatusest lahti.
Get rid of unbelief.
Saa lahti uskmatusest.
Get rid of skepticism.
Saa lahti skeptilisusest.
Get rid of everything that destroys your life. Get rid
of Saa lahti kõigest, mis hävitab su elu.
Get rid of everything that tries to steal the crown that God has for you in heaven.
Saa lahti kõigest, mis tahab varastada siis seda krooni, mis Jumalal on sinu jaoks.
For we live for eternity, right?
Me elame ju igaviku jaoks.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
It says here, look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Siin ütleme, et vaadakem üles Jeesusele, usu alustajale ja täide saatjale.
Who for the joy was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, sat down on the right hand of the throne of God.
Kes häbist hoolimata kannatas risti temale seatud rõõmu asemel ja on nüüd istunud Jumala trooni paremale käele.
Jesus is your faith, right?
Jeesus on sinu usk.
He has called you.
Ta on sind kutsunud.
Before the foundation of the world.
Ennem siis maailma rajamist.
He had destined you to be more than a conqueror.
Ta on määranud sind olema rohkem kui võitja.
Before you ever born.
Ennem kui sa juba sündisid.
He already said, Peter.
Sinu ütles Peter.
You are going to do mighty things.
Sa teed vägevaid asju.
And then he starts to hit the target.
Ja siis ta hakkab siis seda märki laskma.
And he do mighty things, right?
Ja ta hakkabki tegema neid vägevaid asju.
So no matter what kind of background you have,
Vahet
God
ole,
has a great plan for your life.
Mis taust sul on, Jumalal on hea plaan sinu jaoks.
Let's go here and says, for consider him who endured such a hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become word discouraged in your soul.
Võtke siis eeskujuks teda, kes on kannatanud niisugust patuste vaenu enese vastu, et ei väsiks ega teie hing ei nõrkeks.
You have not yet resisted to bloodshed striving against sin.
Te ei ole veel vereni vastu pannud patu vastu võideldes.
Did you hear?
Kas sa kuulsid?
And you are not forgotten exhortation which I speak to you as sons.
Ja te olete täiesti unustanud julgustuse, mis teile nagu poegadele ütleb.
My son, do not despise the chastisement of the Lord.
Mu poeg ära põlga, issanda karistust ja ära nõrke, kui tema sind noomib.
Do not be discouraged when you're rebuked by him.
Ja. Ära ole mitte julgustatud, kui ta sind noomib. Ja.
For whom we love, he chastised.
Sest keda issanda armastab,
and he scourges every son who he receives.
Seda ta karistab, ta piitsutab iga poega, kelle ta vastu võtab.
Now it doesn't sound very good, right?
See ei tunda väga hea või mis?
But it's actually very good.
Aga see tegelikult on väga hea.
Because the Lord, he wants all your heart.
Sest Jumal tahab kogu su südant.
He wants you to repent from unbelief.
Ta tahab, et sa parandaksid meelt uskmatusest.
He wants you to let go of complaining, being skeptical, critical.
Ta tahab, et sa laseksid lahti siis sellest muretsemisest ja kurtmisest ja skeptilisusest ja enda üle kurtmisest.
Judgmental. He wants you to let go of all these things.
Sest kohtu mõistmisest ta tahab, et sa laseksid lahti kõige sellest.
He wants you to die on the cross.
Ta tahab, et sa sureksid ristil.
That you can live in the spirit.
Et sa võiksid elada vaimus.
Now listen.
Kuula.
So.
Nii siis.
I got saved.
Ma sain päästetud
500 years ago.
500 aastat tagasi.
It feels like that.
Tundub nagu
1982.
1982.
Now, in my life,
minu elus,
when I look back, before I got saved,
ennem seda kui ma sain päästetud,
I always looked at flags and countries.
Ma alati vaatasin lippe ja riike.
Because I'm a missionary.
Ma olen missionär.
God knew.
Jumal teadis.
I didn't know.
Mina ei teadnud.
But I was looking flags.
Aga mina vaatasin riigilippe.
And countries.
Ja neid riike.
Then I got saved.
Siis ma sain päästetud.
No school.
Ei mingit kooli.
No education.
Ei mingit haridust.
Dyslexic, word blind.
Dyslexia.
Word blind.
Sõna, osad sõnas ei näe või.
I couldn't read.
Ma ei saanud lugeda.
I can't write.
Ma ei saanud kirjutada.
I can still not write.
Ma ikka ei saa kirjutada alles.
No, it's true. If I try to write,
tõesti,
I can't.
Kui ma proovin kirjutada.
But I read thousands of books.
Aga ma loen tuhandeid raamatuid.
I don't know what it says, but it says something.
Ma ei tea, mis nad ütlevad, aga midagi ikka räägivad.
But I listen.
Ja ma kuulen.
I read.
Ma loen.
Because I know where faith comes from.
Ma tean, kust usk tuleb.
And faith comes only from one source, from the word of God.
Ja usk tuleb ainult ühest allikast, Jumala sõnast.
So if you want to live in freedom,
kui sa tahad elada
you have to get unbelief out of your life.
Pead sa uskmatuse välja saama oma elust.
You cannot hide behind the church.
Sa ei saa peita ennast koguduse taha.
Did you hear?
Kas sa kuulsid?
You cannot hide behind the church.
Sa ei saa ennast koguduse taha.
You have to have your own relationship with God.
Sul peab olema enda isiklik suhe Jumalaga.
Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice.
Jeesus ütleb, minu lambad kuulevad minu hääl.
You have to press in yourself.
Sa pead sisse siis tungima sealt
ise. You have to hunger and thirst until you get satisfied.
Sa pead siis olema näljane ja anune, kuni sa saad rahuldatud.
And when you feel you are bored half to death in the meeting,
ja kui sa tunned ennast siis väga igavalt koosolekutel,
it's time for you to repent.
Siis on aeg meelt parandada.
And seek God.
Ja otsida Jumalat.
When you feel church is terrible,
kui sa tunned, et kogudus on lihtsalt halb koht,
you have to crawl on your knees,
siis sa pead põlvedel roomama.
And let the Lord meet you.
Ja laskma Jumalal endaga kohtuda.
So you get this backslidden feeling out of your life.
Eks sa saaksid selle tagasi langemise tunnetuse või tunde oma elust välja.
You have to be drunk in the Holy Spirit.
Sa pead saama siis purju pühas vaimus.
Every day.
Iga päev.
All the time.
Kogu aeg.
All the time.
Kogu aeg.
Filled.
Täidetud.
And filled with the word of God.
Ja täidetud Jumala sõnaga.
Now, so I got saved.
Et mina sain päästetud.
God called me to preach.
Jumal kutsus mind jutlustama.
And I said, I don't want to do that.
Ja mõtlesin, ma ei taha seda teha.
And then,
ja siis,
I start to do it.
Siis ma hakkasin seda tegema.
I preach for my friends.
Ma jutlustasin oma sõpradele.
I preach for in a school.
Siis ma kuulutasin koolides.
And I found my destiny.
Ja ma tegin siis oma saatust hakkasin tegema.
I found my destiny.
Ma leidsin oma selle saatuse üles, mis ma pidin tegema.
This is me.
See olen mina.
I'm born a preacher.
Ma olen kutsutud kuulutaja.
I am gonna,
ma olen sündinud kuulutajaks.
I will go all over the world.
Ma lähen kõikele maailma.
But there was a problem.
Aga oli probleem.
I had no money.
Mul polnud raha.
like you.
Nagu sinul.
But that doesn't matter.
Aga vahet ei ole.
If you have faith,
kui sul on usk,
you can go.
Siis sa võid minna.
I went.
Ma läksin.
So I went.
Nii ma siis läksin.
With youth with a mission.
Siis sinna missioni põllule.
Went to Israel.
Läksin Iisraeli.
Went to Lapland, up there.
Lapimaale läksin.
And then I went to some other place.
Siis ma läksin veel mõne kohta.
Russia.
Ah, Venemaale.
Belarusia.
Valgevenes.
And I start to come into the revival.
Ja siis ma hakkasin tulema ärkamised.
But I was hungry.
Aga ma olin näljane.
I'm still hungry.
Ma olen ikka veel näljane.
I'm not satisfied.
Ma pole rahul.
I want more.
Ma tahan veel.
I have a craving in my heart.
Mul on üks kriipimine mu südames.
I want to know God.
Ma tahan tunda Jumalat.
I want God's fire.
Ma tahan Jumala tuld.
I want God to burn up everything in my life.
Ma tahan, et ta põletaks ära kõik mu elus.
I want what Smith Wigglesworth have, John G. Lake have.
Mis John G. Lake ja Smith Wigglesworth.
I want the real revival.
Ma tahan tegelikku ärkamist.
I don't want this modern Christianity.
Ma ei taha seda modernset kristlust.
Forget it.
Unusta ära.
I want where the dead are raised, the
ma tahan seda,
healed,
kus surnud ärkavad üles ja haiget tõused püsti. Teemonid karjuvad, inimesed saavad terveks.
I want real revival.
Ma tahan tegelikku ärkamist. Ma tahan seda.
I want something cheap. I want
something. Ma ei taha odavat.
Cost everything in my life. I laid out my life.
Et ma panen terve oma elu maha. Mis maksab mu elu.
And the Lord promised.
Ja Jumal lubas.
If you seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
Kui sa otsid tema riiki ja tema õigust.
Everything will be added to your life.
Kõike lisatakse sinu ellu.
And if you leave everything for the kingdom.
Ja kui sa jätad kõik siis kuningriigi jaoks maha.
100 houses in this time.
Siis 100 kordselt siis sellel ajal saad majasi.
That went well.
See läks hästi.
Some of you look.
Mõni mõtleb siin.
Now is Jesus saying it, not me, right?
Et seda ütleb Jeesus, mitte mina.
So I say, thank you, Jesus, I agree.
Ma ütlen tänu, Jeesus, ma nõustun.
I agree, whatever he says,
mis iganes sa ütled, mina nõustun.
Because you see, God is waiting for our response.
Sest Jumal ootab meie siis seda vastust, mis me kõrgeme vastame selle.
I heard a story.
Siis ma kuulsin ühte lugu.
It was a poor woman.
Oli üks vaene naine.
She was a beggar. Her mother was a beggar.
Ta oli kerjus, ta ema oli kerjus.
She was in some place.
Ta oli kuskil.
Yeah, Hong Kong or some place.
Hong Kongis või kuskil.
And she decided.
Ja ta otsustas.
I'm going to get money.
Mina saan endale raha. Ma saan endale hariduse.
And I'm going to be rich.
Ja ma olen rikas.
And she became an owner of 5 factories.
Ja ta siis lõpuks saigi viie tehase omanikuks.
She had a vision.
Tal oli visioon.
She didn't have a right beginning.
Tal ei olnud õige algus.
But she had a right end.
Aga tal oli õige lõpp.
Right? So somebody can rise up, right?
Mõni saab ju üles tõusta.
But everybody can rise up.
Aga kõik saavad üles
now,
tõusta.
So when we talk about the callings,
kui me räägime siin kutsumistest,
we're not talking if you're going to go preach, we're talking every area of life.
Me ei räägi sedest, et kõik peavad jutlustama, aga me räägime igast eluvaldkonnast.
So you have to have a decision.
Et sul peab olema otsus.
Now we all are called to Mark 16, Matthew 28.
Meid kõik on kutsutud siis Markuse 16 ja Matteuse 28 on.
And Acts chapter 1:8. It's your call.
Peatükine ja apostlid ja teised peatüki kohaselt.
This is your call.
See meie üldine kutsumine kõigile.
So, I have to decide.
Et ma pean otsustama.
Lord, use me.
Isand, kasuta mind.
Say after me. Lord,
ütle
use me.
Minu järgi. Isand, kasuta mind.
Use me big time.
Kasuta mind suurelt.
Make me famous.
Tee mind kuulsaks.
Yes, make me famous.
Ja, tee mind kuulsaks.
Right. Why?
Miks?
The God wants to lift you up. Right?
Jumal tahab sind üles tõsta.
Some people want to be famous.
Mõni inimene tahab olla kuulus.
But most people they don't want.
Aga enamus ei taha olla.
I don't want to be famous.
Mina ei taha olla kuulus.
I hate to be on TV. I hate
mulle ei
to
meeldi
be known.
Olla telekas ja et ma olen nii tuntud.
But you can reach 2 people, you can reach 10,000 people.
Aga sa võid siis 2 inimeseni jõuda või 10,000.
10,000 people is better.
10,000 jõuda on parem.
Do you get it?
Kas saad aru?
It's not about you.
Asi ei ole sinu.
It's about God glorifying himself
through
your life.
Asi on selles, et kuidas Jumal saab ennast austada sinu elus.
Don't think so Nordic.
Ära mõtle nii põhjamaiselt.
I'm humble.
Ma olen alandlik.
I'm nothing.
Ma ei ole mitte keegi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm nothing.
Ma ei ole mitte keegi.
Praise the Lord.
Kiitus Issamale.
This is the wrong way to think.
See on vale viis, kuidas mõelda.
How do you think God's going to do it? You think the donkey said, The donkey said, oh,
see eesel ütles ka isegi mingi.
Jesus, I'm not worthy.
Jeesus, ma ei ole väärt.
I'm nothing.
Ma ei ole mitte keegi.
I'm just a little donkey.
Ma olen lihtsalt üks väike eesel.
No, the donkey was proud.
Ei, eesel oli uhke.
Yeah!
Ja.
God is gonna ride my back. Yeah.
Jumal ratsutab mu seljas. Yeah.
Donkey is walking. Look.
See, eesel kõnnib. Vaadake mind.
Jesus is riding me.
Jeesus ratsutab minu seljas.
Don't you think the donkey was happy?
Kas te ei mõtle, et see eesel võis väga rõõmus olla?
I think the donkey was very happy.
Ma arvan, see eesel oli väga rõõmus.
God is riding my back, right?
Jeesus ratsutab mu seljas.
Now, so we have to be happy.
Me peame olema rõõmsad.
That the Lord wants to use us.
Et Isand tahab meid kasutada.
See, I come to church, right? So
ma tulen kogudusse.
No, we have our limits. This is our limit.
Siis meil on oma siis limiidid.
God says, kick that limit away.
Jumal ütleb, et löön see limiit
vajaks. I want something big.
Ma tahan midagi suurt.
Help me, God, to think big.
Aita mul Jumal mõelda suurelt.
Can you see it?
Kas sa näed seda?
Okay, so I couldn't see it.
Et mina ei näinud seda.
I started to work.
Ma hakkasin tööle.
So God brought me with an evangelist.
Sest Jumal tõi mulle siis ühe evangelisti.
I went to Africa.
Ja ma läksin siis Afrikasse.
I saw 16,000 people saved.
Ma nägin 16,000 inimest, kuidas said päästetud.
Oh!
16,000. 16,000.
In one meeting.
Ühe koosolekuga.
This is wonderful.
See on imeline.
This is better being with 200 people.
See on parem kui olla 200 inimesega.
I saw the miracles happen.
See ma nägin, kuidas imed juhtuvad.
Wow, God, I want this.
Oh, Jumal, ma tahan.
I like this.
See mulle meeldib.
I came to Stockholm.
Ma tulin Stockholmi.
And I was full of joy.
Siis ma olin rõõmu täis.
Tell, share testimony.
Tule, räägi mõni tunnistus.
And I share the testimony.
Siis ma läksin rääkisin tunnistust.
And everybody said like this.
Ja kõik vaatasid lihtsalt niimoodi.
So what?
No ja siis.
16,000 people saved.
16,000 päästetud.
Who cares?
Keda huvitab?
Miracles.
Imed.
Who cares?
Keda huvitab?
And remember I felt how the Holy Spirit was grieved.
Ja ma tundsin, kuidas püha vaim oli nagu sai kurvastatud sellest.
How he was hurt.
Kuidas ta sai haige sellest.
Because it's his work.
Sest see on tema töö.
We have to rejoice.
Me peame rõõmustama.
Over what God is doing.
Üle selle siis, mida Jumal on tegemas.
We have to rejoice when
me peame rõõmustama.
Millions of people are coming into the kingdom of God.
Kui miljonid inimesed tulevad siis Jumala riiki.
We have to be happy of the things of God.
Rõõmsad Jumala asjade üle.
Not depressed.
Mitte
depressioonis. But happy.
Vaid rõõmsad.
So I said.
Ma ütlesin siis.
Now I have a vision.
Nüüd mul on visioon.
I went to Russia.
Ma lähen Venemaale.
And and I didn't know hardly what to preach.
Ja ma ei teanud, mida siis jutlustada.
I knew how to share my testimony.
Ma teadsin, et ma räägin oma tunnistust lihtsalt.
And so I'm in St. Petersburg.
Ma olen siis
St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburgi
yeah.
Kuskil. Koguduses, eh?
And I'm in this alley.
Ja ma olen seal alleys. Jah, tänaval vist on.
And we have this mini crusade.
Ja meil on seal üks väike krusaad siis.
Now, I preach.
Ma jutlustan seal.
I get people saved.
Inimesed saavad päästetud.
But now I have to step a step of faith.
Aga nüüd ma pean tegema ususammu.
I have to trust God.
Ma pean usaldama Jumalat.
And I'm looking at these 500 people.
Ja ma vaatan siis neid 500 inimest seal.
And then I say.
Ja siis ma ütlen.
Jesus will heal you now.
Jeesus tervendab teid nüüd.
And the devil said.
Ja saatan ütleb.
Nothing will happen.
Midagi ei juhtu.
He never encouraged, right?
No. Ta ikka julgusta kunagi, näe.
So I said, put your hand on the sick place.
Siis ta ütleb, ei.
Put your hand on the sick place.
Ma panen oma käe siis nende pane sina oma käsi haigele kohale, jah, kelle haigus on.
And receive your healing.
Ja võta vastu oma tervenimine.
I close my eyes.
Ma panen oma silmad kinni.
I said, your blind spirit get out.
Sa pimeduse vaimine välja.
Paralytic spirit get out.
Sa halvatuse vaimine välja.
Your death spirit get out.
Sa kurtuse vaimine välja.
And suddenly I have no more names to I didn't know.
Ja rohkem mul ma ei teanud midagi enam ütelda.
I've been screaming for 10 minutes.
Ma olin 10 minutit karjunud seal.
Come out, right?
Tulge välja.
And I didn't know what to do.
Ja ma ei teanud mida teha.
So I had to open my eyes.
Ma pidin oma silmad avama.
And the devil said, nothing happened, nothing happened.
Ja saatan ütleb, midagi juhtunud, midagi juhtunud, midagi juhtunud.
Nothing happened, nothing happened. And I was afraid to ask, right?
Ja ma natuke kartsin küsida.
Did I feel anything?
Kas ma tundsin midagi? Ei.
I didn't feel anything.
Ma ei tundnud midagi.
I just acted in faith.
Ma lihtsalt tegutsesin usus.
And so I said, anybody healed?
Kas keegi sai terveks?
And then this woman comes like this.
Siis üks naine tuleb.
What is this?
Mis see on?
What is this?
Mis see on?
I said, what is what?
Ma küsin, mis asi on?
She said, I was walking on the main road.
Ma kõndisin sellel peatänaval seal.
I heard the name of Jesus.
Ma kuulsin Jeesuse nime.
And my paralyzed arm was healed.
Ja mu siis see halvatud käsi hakkas tööle.
And when she said that.
Ja kui ta seda ütles.
I said, yeah!
Ma, yeah.
The devil was gone.
Saatan läks välja.
So next day.
Järgmine päev.
Next day he comes to push you again, right?
Järgmine päev ta tuleb sind jälle siis suruma.
But now I won a victory.
Aga nüüd ma tahan võitu.
Now I started to see miracles.
Nüüd ma juba hakkan nägema siis neid imesid.
And we saw many healings.
Ja me nägime paljusi tervenid.
And I was getting bolder and bolder.
Ja ma muutusin julgemaks ja julgemaks.
Right? So I had one of the leaders that said to me.
Et üks nendest juhtidest siis ütles mulle.
Oh, I was with Kenneth Hagin. We didn't see so many healings.
Ma olin Kenneth Haginiga, me ei näinud nii palju imesid.
But I had an idea, everybody needs to get healed.
Aga mul tekis mõte, et kõik võiksid saada.
Because Jesus healed all.
Sest Jeesus tervendas ju kõik.
Not some.
Mitte mõnda.
All. Kõiki. He healed all.
Ta tervendas
he
kõiki.
Healed all.
Ta tervendas kõiki.
I talked to a brother, I don't know if you're here, but anyway.
Räägi oma vennaga.
And he said like this.
Kas sa oled siin, aga yeah. Ütles nii.
What about do everybody get healed? Do everybody get healed?
Tõesti kõik saavad terveks.
No.
Ei.
But I said, do everybody get saved?
Aga kas kõik saavad päästetud?
No.
Ei.
Who gets saved?
Kes saavad päästetud?
Who believes?
See, kes usub.
Who get healed?
Kes saavad terveks?
Who believes?
See, kes usub.
We're not playing God, right?
Me ei mängi Jumalat.
We believe God.
Me usume Jumalat.
We're not trying to explain everything away.
Me ei proovi kõik ära selgitada.
We are here to trust God.
Me oleme siin, et usaldada Jumalat.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
I mean, I know many theologians, they talk to me. They say,
ma tean, et palju teoloogid on minuga rääkinud.
Yeah, but was it Paul that had a problem or somebody had a problem?
Paulusel oli probleem või kellel see probleem nüüd oli?
I said to the pastor.
Siis ma ütlesin sellel pastorile.
I don't care if all the disciples were crippled.
Mul on üks kõik, kas või kui kõik apostlid olid halvatud.
They did not heal me.
Nemad ei tervendanud mind.
But Jesus healed me.
Aga Jeesus tervendas mind.
When he died on the cross,
ja kui tema suri ristil,
he healed all.
Siis ta tervendas kõik.
Period.
Punkt.
Let me say it again.
Las ma ütlen
uuesti. When Jesus died on the cross,
kui Jeesus suri ristil,
he healed all humanity.
Siis ta tervendas kogu inimkonna.
He took away all sins.
Ta võttis ära kõik patud.
So, you understand? So we're not focusing on the preachers that die.
Me ei vaata siis nendele jutlustajale, kes surevad.
Oh, this preacher was very holy, he died.
See jutlustaja oli väga püha, aga ta suri.
I give you a revelation.
Ma annan sulle ühe ilmutuse.
All preachers are gonna die.
Kõik jutlustajad surevad ühel päeval.
Sooner or later.
Kas varem või hiljem?
Yeah, later.
Hiljem, jah.
Do you understand?
Kas saad aru?
So we don't look at humans to get our faith.
Me ei vaata inimeste peale, et saada oma usku.
We look at Jesus.
Me vaatame Jeesuse peale.
Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Jeesus on meie usu alustaja ja täidesaatja.
It's the scripture what he says.
See on Jumala sõna, mis ütleb.
Now listen, so no. I started to in the dream. I started in the dream.
Ma alustasin siis unistades, ja.
But I had a lot of problems.
Mul oli unistus, aga mul oli palju probleeme.
You might say I have a lot of problems.
Sa võid mõelda, et mul oli palju probleeme.
I also have a lot of problems.
Aa, sa võid ise ka öelda, et mul on palju probleeme.
It seems I go from problem to problem.
Ma nagu läksin probleemist probleemi.
But from faith to faith.
Aga usust usku.
But I do have problems all the time.
Aga mul on ka probleemid kogu aeg.
God help me. I
Jumal
need help.
Mind.
I need help
abi.
All the time.
Mul on kogu aeg vaja abi.
I never come to a place where I don't need God to help me.
Ma ei kuhugi ei lähe kunagi niimoodi, et Jumal ei peaks mind aitama.
I need help every day.
Ma vajan iga päev abi.
Now, so and I'm thinking.
Nüüd ma siis mõtlen.
Worry, say worry.
Ütle mure.
Worry.
Mure.
When you worry,
kui sa muretsed,
it's the stupid thing you can do in your life.
Siis on üks rumal asi, mida sa saad oma elus teha.
It's a waste of time.
See on üks aja raiskamine.
All it produces takes all your joy.
Kõik, mida see toodab, on ainult see, et ta võtab ära su rõõmu.
All your joy goes away.
Kõik su rõõm kaab ära.
When you worry.
Kui sa muretsed.
You worry about something. It's called you want to have control. You want to control everything.
Sa tahad kontrollida kõike.
Instead of trusting God.
Selle asemel, et usaldada Jumalat.
God is more in your life than you can ever imagine.
Jumal on rohkem sinu elus, kui sa võid üldse mõelda niimoodi.
He wants you to succeed.
Ta tahab, et sa oleksid edukas.
One of the biggest miracles I had.
Üks suur ime, mis minul juhtus.
I was in Krim.
Ma olin Klinnis.
Krim.
Klimmis. Krimmis. Is Krimi. It? Krimmis, jah.
Okay, Ukraine. Krim.
Yeah.
Krim, yeah. Okay. Whatever. And I was preaching.
Nii, ja ma jutlustasin.
And so they gave me a ticket in the Russian on the train.
Nad andsid mulle siis Venemaale siis rongi pileti.
But they gave me a Russian ticket.
Aga nad andsid siis vene pileti, ja.
And they said, don't speak English.
See ütles, ära räägi inglise keelt.
Because we bought a cheap ticket to you.
Sest me andsime sulle odava rongi pileti.
So I had to play, I was Russian.
Siis ma pidin mängima, et ma olen nagu venelane.
And I was laying there.
Ja ma siis lamasin seal.
Not speaking.
Ma ei rääkinud.
They thought I was Russian. Maybe I look
Russian. Arvasid võibolla, et ma olen venelane, ja. Mis arvasidki, ja. Ju ma paistan nagu venelane.
So, I'm laying there.
Siis
and I come to
seal.
Moscow.
Ja siis ma jõuan Moskvasse.
And when I come to Moscow,
kui ma jõuan sinna, Moskvasse,
I have a feeling.
Siis mul on tunne.
Nobody is gonna pick me up.
Mitte keegi ei tule mulle vastu.
You know, I knew, I had a feeling.
Mul oli lihtsalt siuke tunne.
Nobody was there.
Ja kedagi ei olnudki seal.
I said, I'm in the middle of Moscow.
Siis ma olen keset Moskvat.
What am I gonna do?
Mida ma teen?
They don't speak English.
Nad ei räägi inglise keelt.
I tried to speak some to a babuska.
Ma proovisin mõnega rääkida. Mõne vana tädiga rääkida.
And she looked at me.
Ja ta vaatas. Ja urises mu peale.
No help.
Ei olnud mingit abi.
She just cursed me off, right?
Ta lihtsalt saatis mind minema.
I'm saying to God, I'm so tired, I cannot take any more.
Siis ma ütlen Jumal, ma olen nii väsinud, ma ei saa rohkem lihtsalt.
The pressure is too much.
See surve on liiga suur.
I can't take any more.
Ma ei saa rohkem võtta.
I felt like crying, right?
Ma tundsin, et ma hakkan nutma seal.
I think this is terrible, right?
See on jube lihtsalt.
I'm so tired.
Siis ma olen nii väsinud.
I want to go home.
Ma tahan koju minna.
I just want to sleep in my own bed for once.
Ma tahan lihtsalt oma voodis lõpuks magada.
I always sleep in all these other beds, right?
Alati ma magan kuskil teistes voodistes.
But when I come to my own bed.
Aga kui ma oma voodisse tulen.
Oh, wonderful.
Imeline.
That is riches for me.
See on rikkus minu jaoks.
And so I see a black lady.
Ma näen ühte siis tumeda nahalist naist.
And I said, "Do you know English?"
Küsin talt, kas sina oskad inglise keelt?
"Yes, what do you want?"
Jah, mida sa tahad?
Another mad person, right?
On ikka pahur inimene.
I said, "You know, I don't even know where I am."
Ma isegi tea, kus ma olen.
I need help.
Ma vajan abi.
I'm supposed to go to this church.
Peaksin minema sinna kogudusse.
I don't know Russian.
Aga ma ei tea vene keelt.
Can
ma
you call?
Vene keelt. Kas sa saad helistada?
She calls.
Siis ta helistab.
Today we have vacation.
Täna meil on siis vaheaeg puhkus.
So I said. She said, I can take you to the embassy.
So ma võin viia sul siis selle saatkonda.
Or to the airport.
Või siis lennu välja.
I said, take me to the airport. I sleep on the airport.
Okay, vii mind siis lennujaama, et ma saan seal magada.
And so we are traveling.
Me siis reisime.
And then she says.
Ja siis ta ütleb.
Tell me your story.
Räägi mulle oma lugu.
I share my testimony.
Siis ma räägin oma tunnistuse.
And she says, I'm a Baptist.
Siis ta ütleb, et ma olen baptist.
Yeah, Baptist, right? Yeah. I'm a Baptist.
Ma olen baptist.
And I thought, this is amazing.
Siis mõtlen, oo, see on ju imeline.
God knows I have a problem.
Jumal teab, et mul on probleem.
And he sends a Baptist.
Ja ta saadab ühe baptisti.
To me.
Minu juurde.
To take me to the airport.
Et ta viiks mind lennujaama.
And I said to her.
Ja siis ma ütlen talle.
Do you have the Holy Spirit?
Kas sinul on püha vaim?
No.
See ei.
She got baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Ta sai püha vaimus siis ristitud.
I went to the airport.
Siis ma läksin lennujaama.
I never saw this person again.
Ma ei näinud enam teda kunagi.
But for me.
Aga minu jaoks.
I saw. God is more involved in your life than you think. God is more involved in your life.
Jumal on sinu eluga rohkem tegelemas, kui sa võid mõelda.
Don't be afraid.
Ära ära karda.
Trust God.
Lihtsalt usalda Jumalat.
Just trust him.
Lihtsalt usalda.
He is for you.
Ta on sinu päralt.
He will never leave you.
Ta ei jäta sind kunagi.
He will never forsake you.
Ta ei jäta sind.
Now, I had a problem.
Mul oli probleem.
I needed deliverance.
Ma vajasin vabastust.
And I couldn't get delivered.
Ja ma ei saanud siis vabastust.
I was very good in deliverance myself.
Ma olin ise väga hea nagu teiste aitamises sellest vabastamises.
I could not be free.
Aga ma ise ei saanud olla vaba.
I had no father.
Mul ei olnud isa.
Of course I had a father, but I had no father presence in my life.
Oli bioloogiline isa, aga ei olnud nagu olemas seda isa.
So I had this deep rejection.
Siis mul oli siis siuke sügav hüljatus, ja.
I only felt if I could prove to God how much I was radical for God,
ma tundsin,
he would love me.
Ma peaksin kuidagi tõestama ennast Jumalale, et ma olen radikaalne, et siis ta armastab mind.
And it drove me.
Ja see siis juhtis mind.
I was not afraid of dying, not at all.
Ma ei kartnud surma.
I'm only afraid of one thing.
Ma ainult kartin ühte asja.
Just to get married.
Abielluda.
But dying, no problem.
Aga suremine, see pole probleem.
I've been in many wars preaching. I am not afraid.
Ma olen paljudes sõdades olnud rääkimas, kuulutamas, ma ei karda surma.
Maybe when you get married, you really die.
Võibolla kui sa abiellud, siis sa päriselt sured.
Anyway, so I so God wanted to touch me.
Jumal tahtis mind puudutada.
And I was like always had to be strong.
Ma mõtlesin, ja ma pean alati olema tugev.
Because I had to fight.
Siis ma pean võitlema.
I'm still the same.
Ma olen ikka sarnane.
Then I lost my job in the church.
Siis ma kaotasin oma töökoguduses.
My whole world collapsed.
Mu kogu maailm siis varises kokku.
I'm not a preacher.
Ja ma ei ole jutlustaja.
I'm nothing.
Ma ei ole mitte keegi.
I was sitting on the bench like you.
Ma lihtsalt istusin selles pingis nagu teie.
I think this is miserable.
Siis mõtlesin, see on ikka haletsus.
I have been winning thousands of people for Jesus.
Ma olin tuhandeid inimesi võitnud Jeesusele.
And now I'm doing nothing.
Ja nüüd ma ei tee mitte midagi enam.
I mean, this is terrible.
Siis mõtlesin, see on jube.
I bought a ticket.
Siis ma ostsin pileti.
To Toronto.
Torontosse.
To Pensacola.
Pensacolasse.
To Tampa.
Tamperisse.
There was revival.
Seal oli ärkamised.
There was a mighty revival happening there.
Seal oli võimas ärkamine.
And I said to God, I have to meet you.
Ja ma ütlesin Jumal, ma pean kohtuma sinuga.
I must meet you.
Ma pean sinuga kohtuma.
If I don't meet you,
kui ma sinuga ei kohtu,
I walk away.
Siis ma lihtsalt lähen minema.
Never walk away from God.
Ära kunagi kõnni Jumala juurest ära.
Run after God.
Et jookse tema poole.
Never walk away.
Ära kunagi kõnni ära.
You hear?
Kas kuuled?
I went to Toronto.
Siis ma läksin Torontosse.
I was so critical.
Siis ma olin nii kriitiline.
And here's all these happy Christians.
Siin on nüüd kõik rõõmsed kristlased.
And I'm thinking.
Ja ma mõtlen.
When you're not happy, you don't want to see happy Christians.
Kui sa ei ole rõõmus, sa ei taha näha rõõmsed kristlased.
And they, whoa, wonderful worshiping God.
Oh, imeline on Jumala tülistada.
I felt, oh, I can't stand these Christians.
Ma ei saa neid taluda kuidagi, neid kristlasi.
Thank God that God, we are like children, right? God knows us.
Tänu Jumala, et me oleme nagu lapsed, et Jumal teab meid.
And so, they pray for the people.
No, siis palvetavad selle inimeste eest.
There was thousands of people.
Tuhanded inimesed.
And I said to God,
siis ma ütlesin Jumalale,
I can't live this Christian life.
Ma ei saa elada seda kristlase elu.
I give up.
Ma annan alla.
God said, I waited 13 years for you to give up.
Siis Jumal ütles, et ma olen oodanud 13 aastat, et sa annaksid alla.
Now you know it's me.
Nüüd sa tead, et sa olen mina.
It's not you.
See ei ole sina.
Oh, I thought, I've been real stupid, right?
Siis ma ütlen, oh, ma olen ikka päris rumal.
I tried to be a real good Christian and I was a Christian all the time.
Kristlane olla.
I was a Christian all the time.
Aga kuigi ma olin kristlane kogu aeg.
You know, so the devil tricks us.
Saatan trikitab meid.
Instead of living by faith,
selle asemel, et elada usus,
we try to make ourselves real good.
Me proovime ennast kuidagi väga heasse valgusse
panna. And then we lose all the joy.
Ja siis me kaotame kogu rõõmu.
We have to be like children.
Siis me peame olema nagu lapsed.
And I had this need.
Ja mul oli see vajadus.
So while they prayed for me,
nad siis palvetas minu eest.
And I was laying on the floor.
Siis ma olin seal pikali põrandal.
I wanted to get up.
Ma tahtsin üles tõusta.
And God said, stay!
Siis Jumal ütles,
okay,
ole seal.
After 5 minutes.
Pärast 5 minutit.
I really want to get up.
Ma tahan ikka püsti
tõusta. Stay.
Ja sinna.
10 minutes.
10 minutit.
15 minutes.
15 minutit.
You know when you lay there you're all stressed, you want to
kui sa seal oled, siis ma olin stressis seal, et mõtlesin, mis ma siis teen siin.
And after 15 minutes,
pärast 15 minutit,
God showed up.
Jumal tuli kohale.
I saw myself as a little baby.
Ma nägin ennast kui väikest beebit.
And God was throwing me in the air.
Ja Jumal viskas mind õhku.
And he was laughing.
Ja ta naeris.
And he said,
ja ta ütles,
I don't care if you preach another sermon.
Mind ei huvita, kas kui sa räägid järgmise jutluse või mitte.
I love you.
Ma armastan sind.
I got free.
Ja ma sain vabaks.
I woke up.
Siis ma ärkasin üles.
I was another person.
Ma olin uus inimene.
I didn't have to do anything.
Ma ei pidanud midagi tegema.
God loves me.
Jumal armastab mind.
Whether I preach or don't preach.
Kas ma jutlustan või ei jutlusta?
God loves me.
Jumal armastab mind.
I didn't have to be the strong person.
Ma ei pea olema see tugev isiksus.
God loves me.
Jumal armastab mind.
And I walked around.
Ja siis ma käisin ringi seal.
This is wonderful.
See on imeline.
Now it seems simple, right?
See tundub lihtne.
But so many people are trying to deserve grace.
Aga nii paljud inimesed proovivad siis ära teenida seda
armu. They try to receive favor from God.
Nad proovivad saada siis Jumala käest seda poolehoidu.
But God says,
aga Jumal ütleb,
I love you.
Ma armastan sind.
So I walked around.
Ma käisin ringi seal.
Drunk in the Holy Spirit.
Purjus pühas vaimus.
Filled every night.
Täidetud iga õhtu.
Speaking in tongues.
Rääkisin keeltes.
Laughing.
Naersin.
Speaking in tongues.
Räägin keeltes.
Laughing some more.
Naeran veel.
Laughing some more.
Naeran veel.
And we were with the real drunk in the Holy Ghost in the night time.
Ja siis me olime õhtul väga purjus püha vaimuga.
And then after 2 months.
Pärast 2 kuud.
Laughing for 2 months.
2 kuud naermist.
That feels good.
See tundub hea.
Laughing for 2 months.
2 kuud naerda tundub
väga hea. It feels better than crying for 2 months.
See tundub parem kui nutta 2 kuud.
So I was laughing.
Siis ma naersin.
I came home to my church.
Siis ma tulin oma kodukogudusse.
Jesus loves me.
Jeesus armastab mind.
I think I'm gonna go and be a gardener like I used to be.
Ma arvan, et ma hakkan aednikuks nagu ennem.
I don't wanna preach.
Ja ma ei taha jutlusta.
I just wanna be loved by God.
Ma lihtsalt tahan olla armastatud Jumala poolt.
So in Finland they called me.
Soomes nad siis kutsusid mind.
Klaus, you have to come and preach.
Klaus, sa pead tulema ja jutlustama.
I said, I don't want to preach.
Ma ei taha jutlustada.
God loves me.
Jumal armastab mind.
You can preach.
Sa võid ise jutlustada.
No, no, you have promised to preach.
Ei, sa lubasid, tule jutlusta.
Yeah, but I'm happy now.
Aga ma olen rõõmus nüüd.
I don't have to prove anything.
Ma ei pea midagi tõestama.
Yeah, but you promised to preach.
Ja, aga sa lubasid ju jutlustada.
So I went to Juveskula.
Ma läksin siis Juveskulas.
And so I said, okay.
It's okay.
I shared about how God loved me.
Ja ma rääkisin sest, kuidas Jumal mind armastab.
And the Holy Spirit whacked the place.
Ja püha vaim lihtsalt niitis maha selle koha.
Everybody on the floor.
Kõik põrandal.
Everybody happy.
Kõik rõõmsad.
People were laughing.
Inimesed naeravad.
Crying.
Nutavad.
And they were happy.
Ja nad on rõõmsad.
So there was one guy, he's a pastor now. He's a, I
hope oli üks mees,
this is not recorded, no?
Oli üks mees, ta oli pastor.
I can say.
seda ei lindistada, siis ma võin rääkida. Ta oli pastor.
He's a very intellectual guy.
Ta on pastor, ta on intellektuaalne.
But God whacked him.
Aga Jumal lihtsalt niitis ta maha.
He was screaming of laughter for days.
Ta karjus naerdes päevasid, mitu päeva.
And he became a pastor.
Ja ta hakkas pastoriks.
He got him out of the head into the spirit.
Ta sai siis oma mõistusest välja vaimu.
And the hardest thing really there is.
Ja kõige raskem asi tegelikult, mis seal on.
Let go of your problem.
Oma probleemist siis lahti lasta.
You identify yourself with your problem.
Ära siis identifitseeri ennast oma probleemiga.
You're afraid to let go.
Kui oled ära karda siis lahti lasta.
What will happen if you let go?
Et mis siis juhtub, kui sa lahti lased?
You'll be free.
Sa oled vaba.
You'll be free.
Sa oled vaba siis.
This is the freedom, right?
See ongi vabadus.
Let go.
Lase lahti.
I mean, you have a work.
Sul on töö.
You don't have to prove anything.
Sa ei pea midagi tõestama.
God loves you.
Jumal armastab sind.
I was sitting with a rich banker.
Ma istusin ühe rikka pankuriga.
And I said, God loves you.
Siis ma ütlesin, Jumal armastab sind.
Yes! Cried.
ja kohe nutab.
Everybody wants love, right?
Kõik tahavad armastust.
Everybody wants peace.
Kõik tahavad rahu.
And joy.
Ja rõõmu.
We don't want religion.
Me ei taha religiooni.
We are children of God.
Me oleme Jumala lapsed.
We are the prodigal sons.
Me oleme siis kadunud
pojad. They have come home.
Kes on koju tulnud.
We enjoy the party.
Ja meie naudime siis seda pidu.
God didn't say welcome home, be serious.
Jumal ei ütlenud, et tere tulemas koju, et ole tõsine nüüd.
He said welcome home.
Tere tulemas koju.
Enjoy the party.
Naudi pidu.
Say party.
Ütle pidu.
He didn't say come home and repent.
Ta ei ütle, et tule koju ja paranda meelt.
No, repent and come home.
Ta ütleb, paranda meelt ja tule koju.
Enjoy.
Tunne rõõmu.
I don't know how to enjoy.
Ma ei tea, kuidas rõõmu tunne.
Drink.
Joo.
Drink of the living water.
Joo, seda elavad vett.
Tonight we're going to pray for people.
Täna õhtul me palvetame inimeste eest.
And first we're going to pray for you to get filled.
Aga esmalt me palume siis, et te saaksite täis.
And then we pray for the sick.
Siis me palume haigete eest.
But be hungry.
Aga ole näljane.
Drink.
Joo.
And then drink some more.
Ja siis joo natuke veel.
And then drink some more.
Ja siis joo natuke veel.
And then until you receive.
Ja siis kuni sa vastu võtad.
And then receive some more.
Ja siis võta veel natuke
vastu. And then when you come again and again.
Ja siis tule jälle ja jälle ja jälle.
Until you flow in the river.
Kuni sa siis voolad seal jões.
Tell God.
Ütle Jumalale.
I want joy.
Ma tahan rõõmu.
I want your Holy Spirit.
Ma tahan su püha vaimu.
I want to speak in tongues.
Ma tahan rääkida keeltes.
I want to be healed.
Ma tahan olla terve.
I want more.
Ma tahan veel.
Do you understand?
Kas sa saad aru?
The Lord has it for us.
Lord.
God has it for us.
Jumal on meie poolt.
Okay, now we're... Praise the Lord. Now we're going to pray.
Kiitus Issandale, nüüd me hakkame paletama.